Right. The new show is How to Get the Guy in the studio, Michelle and Elisa. Now, David in Shelter Creek says, look, Ron, I get the impression these women aren't serious about having a long-term relationship with a man unless it's on their own terms. They may be fun to date, but these women are way too much into themselves and are enjoying being single along with newly acquired fame. Relationship takes attraction, likability, common interests, and compromise.
Are we famous? That's hysterical.
I think that's all true, but he has to watch the show first. I mean, you know, we're here, we're excited. We're excited for the premiere. We're excited for people to watch the show. But he has no idea of what happens in our journey.
Lisa, you're so nice. What is wrong with demanding a relationship on your terms? I mean, I'm sorry. We all want what we want, and why should you settle for something less? Get the relationship that's going to make you happy. Or you know what? Stay and be single and be happy.
No, I definitely think you absolutely have to stand for what you want. But I think once you're in a relationship, there's absolutely compromise. There's absolutely massive amounts of communication that need to happen because so much happens in a day, little things that you really need to talk about if you want to have that relationship over time. So, you know, bring it on.
I don't know.
It's our show now. Let's talk.
I'm still stunned that it's not okay to have your own expectations and then demand that they.
That's not what he said. What he said is unless it's on their terms, and you correctly said, well, why shouldn't it be on your terms? But that if you use that as kind of a guide or a milestone or a signpost, if you will, if you do that, then you're basically saying you've got to find somebody who's exactly fitting a mold or else it's not going to work. I guess that's what he's implying.
I think that depends. No, that depends whether or not your expectations or your terms are something unrealistic. And I think when you watch, you'll see that there's none of us here who have complete, you know, these unrealistic expectations. We want a true partner. We want someone we can have fun with. I mean,
So solid guidelines. And, you know, for myself, I it's kind of a running joke, but I really had this list of kind of loose characteristics of the kind of guy that I wanted. And over the years, I've refined that list. So when he shows up, I will know, wow, this is exactly what I'm looking for. Now where do we go from here? But I'm very clear about the kind of man I'm looking for.
If you guys go into this then with your own, you understand what's going on, then where do these love coaches come in? I mean, do they tell you, you know what, you're doing this wrong?
Well, you know, a lot of what I got is you're too picky. And I, you know, I resist against that. And I think part of the, you know, reason that I was, that I agreed to do this is because I think that it's okay for women to hold out for a solid partner, for a whole person, for somebody who's okay with you being a whole person. I mean, I am a lot to handle, and I need someone who can come to the table and who embraces that and celebrates it and thinks it's a great thing. So, you know, part of what you'll see with me is sort of struggling through with the love coaches. Is this picky, or is this just wanting to have a really fantastic relationship? Because, I mean, I think all of us are sort of romantics. We think that there's something really great out there for us, and we don't want to settle for something less than that.
But to what degree are you really looking for that something great?
Well, we just went on ABC's How to Get the Guy, so I mean,
yeah,
I think we kind of blew it open.
I think we kind of set the standard for committing to looking for what we want, whether it's on the show, after the show. I mean, we really just opened ourselves up in many ways to the whole process.
If that is really the case and you guys are really looking for someone, then realistically, a show goes on ABC, is part of it, you know, I'm going to have like 10,000 guys who are going to send me something.
No, you know,
I think it was more about the journey for me and really showing.
That's because you're the dreamer.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, it's true. It's true. It was very lofty and, again, just really open to what's possible and just letting go of past, you know, ideas about blocks, how it couldn't work, why it wouldn't work, and just really be open to it. What about you?
I don't know. That was just so perfect.
I don't know. I'm listening and I'm thinking, I can tell you right now, you believe in reincarnation, you don't. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Am I right here?
Will this get me 12,000 bloggers who hate me? And she has no spiritual side. She's soulless.
You don't.
It's actually true. There you go, bloggers.
8080810. We may take a call or two. I don't know. We'll wrap it up right after this.